God has given us because we're too busy focusing on what's happening in somebody else's life.
This concludes our message for today. Thank you for supporting John Barton Ministries, where we are committed to changing lives and changing futures. You can secure a copy of today's message in its entirety on CD by calling 1-888-727-8900. Order today and watch the Word of God change your life. If you're ever in the Lafayette area, we invite you to join us for a life-changing experience at New Kingdom Ministries International, the place where new life begins. Services are currently held at the Holiday Inn Holodome on 2032 Northeast Evangeline Thruway in Lafayette, Louisiana. Service times are every Sunday morning at 9 and every Tuesday evening at 7. For more information on upcoming events, to sow a financial seed, or if you would like to partner with Dr. John Barton, call us today at 1-888-727-8900 or visit our website at johnbartonministries.org. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you can leave your history, you can live your destiny. Now,
there's a war going on. The world as we know it is in chaos. Earthquakes in diverse places. Savage storms ripping through the coastlands. Nations heading into war. Political corruption before our very eyes. Broken marriages and relationships. Economic crisis. Shattered dreams. And turmoil like we've never seen. And yet, despite all of this terrible chaos happening throughout the world today, the greatest battle you will ever face is The Battle Within. A new book by Dr. John Barton. Order your copy today by visiting johnbartonministries.org.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. I want to thank you, a young man. I got a letter from a young man in a federal prison this weekend, and I want to thank that young man, because many times people need to be encouraged to practice the blessings others with their words. And this young man blessed me with the words he wrote in this letter. I've never met this young man, but however, it gives me inspiration to keep on doing what I'm doing, because somebody is being helped according to the words of this young man here. And I want you to know, young man by the name of Leslie Wilkins, he's at Pola Federal Prison. Now, you're doing federal time, so I've heard from friends of mine. Like I say, I got friends in all walks of life. I got some friends who are ex-convicts. I've never did any time myself. But it's not because I haven't done things that I could have did some time, but however, it was God's blessing that kept me from getting caught. And I want to say that sometimes, you know, like I said in one of my other programs, that words, sometimes a kind word can mean more than material things. This young man, I want you to know you really did help me. I'll read a portion of this letter for you. It said, "Dear," even though he misspelled my name and the town, but I'm going to take care of that, because I'm going to write you a letter when I get through with this. Said, "Brother, greetings, Brother Gaspar. How are you in this blessed God-given day? I trust and pray that all is well within your circle. Brother Gaspar, I'm writing you to let you know that I listen to your broadcasting show every Sunday, and I pray your strength in the Lord. You keep on pressing on in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm at a federal prison in Pollock, Louisiana, serving a 4-year sentence. I have about 2 more years to serve before I can go back to to Memphis, my hometown. You've been a blessing to me. I found to every Sunday. I look forward to every Sunday to hearing you. And I give credit where credit is due. I know you keep it real. No cut, no chase. Your broadcasting is one of the positive forces that keeps me going in such a negative environment. Down here it says, I like the sermon you spoke on Sunday, 2:16:14, when you said you can be in a certain situation to where that could have saved your life. I trust and pray God for you, bless you, to stay on the air. I also ask you to pray my strength in the Lord, because there are many obstacles in my way on a daily basis. Now, like I said, that was real inspiration for me. And this is what God wants us to do. Words can mean more sometimes, and words can hurt or help. And in a situation, words are very powerful. It's like they say about the pen is more powerful than the sword. Because wars have been started by words and by pens, you know, signing petitions and things on that. And wars start over that. And usually the ones that get hurt are the ones that were innocent people in wars. You can't make a person love you by hurting people. You know, that's like a man beating his wife. You know, because you love her. If that's the way I got to prove my love to you, I'd rather not love you. I'd find somebody else to love, because I don't like pain and I don't like inflicting pain. So, but anyway, I'm so happy that young man wrote that letter to me. And I want you to know, you said you would be listening this Sunday to hear, so I want you to hear that you did give me a lot of inspiration from that letter you sent. Proper speech can involve sometimes saying the right words at the right time to others. Proper speech involves controlling your desire to say what should not be said. If you're not careful, the devil use mean words you say make others feel angry or sad. You know, a lot of times, I imagine that there's some people incarcerated right now because of some words they said. And when you look back over it, it wasn't really that serious, if you be honest with yourself. And sometimes, you know, you can say things. Sometimes it's better to be quiet and don't say nothing. Yeah, I had a thing I used to say in the streets. I used to use that quite often. When somebody say something stupid to me, sometimes I'd act like I didn't hear it. And they say, "Well, did you hear what I said?" I said, "Well, you know, I'm learning to ignore stupid." You know, but that wasn't a nice thing to say. But I said it that way. But if I had kept my mouth shut about it, you know, even though it was stupid, "Oh, I didn't hear you, I didn't understand, what did you say," or something, you know, like that, to throw it off, and then, you know, find some other way to respond to it. Your response sometimes can mean a world of difference. That's like when I was a young man, if you stepped on a man's foot, that was fighting. That was you trying to pick a fight, unless you apologize to that man. You know, like you walk along and step on somebody's foot. And they used to have a saying, you know, "Put your foot in your pocket." Whenever you told a man that, that means you were looking for a fight. But now, for peace sake, even though you did intend to step on it, you say, "Oh man, I'm sorry, I didn't see your foot there." You know, you've got your foot out now. But just what you say can mean a lot to a person. And God wants us to be like that. you know, to do unto others as you'd have others do unto you. And it's so good. It's just good to be here. And think about this young man is talking about going back to Memphis, like I was saying. Sometimes, you know, I'm not a teacher. I don't claim to be a teacher, but sometimes it's good. Now this is me. This is just me. I'm kind of. I don't like being around people that, especially if I've done wrong, and they're gonna keep reminding you of it. Because people won't let you forget your past, no matter how good you turn out to be. You can come out like a caterpillar coming out of a cocoon, coming out of a caterpillar, come out altogether different. They still, I remember when you was a worm. You was nothing but a worm. Now look at him. Now you think you're something. Well, he is something. He's a butterfly now. He's not a caterpillar anymore. But people won't let you forget the fact that you were a caterpillar. You know, and that's one reason I didn't go back to my little hometown where I came from, because Jesus said that you can do good better to strangers than you can to your own people. So your own people are the ones that will sometimes be your worst enemy. In this end time, this is coming more and more now. Everything is changing. The world is changing. And we have to learn to deal with whatever situations come up. And if you got Christ in your life, the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you, He will teach you how to overcome any situation. Because like I say all the time, ain't nobody bad like my God. With Him, I can do all things, whatever it is and however. You know, when I was a hairdresser, I worked with guys that were a whole lot better than me, but it didn't bother me none, because I knew I was doing my best. See, that's the thing about it. Instead of criticizing others, do the best you can. Try to improve what you're doing. And if you can do whatever it is you do, do it well. And if, like the Bible says, do it as you do it, as if you're doing it for God, doing it unto God. And that means give it your best shot. Give it your best shot, and nobody can ask any more from you than your best. When you give it your best, you don't have to compete with anybody but yourself. If you do it good this time, do it better next time. You can see your faults and whatever you're doing before anybody else sees them. You know, I knew when I'd made a boo-boo, when I was doing hair, and I knew that some things I didn't do as well as others. But then it didn't stop me from being a hairdresser, and I wasn't ashamed to hand somebody my card just like anybody else. Because one thing about it, if you please that woman that was sitting in your chair, you're going to get paid. Now, it might not please somebody sitting in somebody else's chair, but they wasn't going to pay me. You see? So that's the way I felt about it. And if this woman came back and paid me again, that meant she was super satisfied with my work. Otherwise, well, if she wasn't satisfied, it didn't bother me none, because after all, I know I did my best. I went home and slept good. So you can do the same thing, even though sometimes you may not have what you think you ought to have or what you want to have. You take what you got and do what you can with it.
We hope today's message equipped you with the knowledge to help you withstand the deceptions of Satan. If you would like to correspond with this ministry or become a sponsor, please write Brother Leon Gaspy at P.O. Box 145, Campy, Louisiana, 71411, or you may phone him at 318-652-2029. Until next time, may you continually grow in Christ, and may God richly bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.